The Serious Fraud Office has laid charges relating to two donations made to the National Party, one in 2017 and one in 2018, both of $100,000. At the end of last month, the office confirmed it was pursuing criminal charges against four people in relation to donations paid into a National Party electorate bank account. National's leader Simon Bridges says neither he nor anyone connected to the party has been charged. The charge sheets have been released to the media by order of the Auckland District Court, and our political editor Jane Patterson is with us. Jane, kia ora, good morning. What do the charge sheets tell us?
Kia ora. Well, they relate to the four defendants who continue to have name suppression. And for three of the four defendants, they are facing two joint charges of deception, and they each relate to the donations. The first one in 2017, which of course was under Bill English as leader. That was during election year. And then the following year, another $100,000 donation in June 2018. And of course, that was under Simon Bridges as the new leader. Now, the fourth defendant, they face again a joint deception charge, and that relates to the 2018 donation, and they also face a charge of providing misleading documents to the SFO.
How much detail is there about what was alleged to have been done?
There's a bit of detail. For the deception charges, the charge sheets talk about by deception without claim of right, directly or indirectly, that the $100,000 was obtained for the National Party and kept by the National Party by means of deception. And in terms of the misleading documents charge for the fourth defendant, they basically told the SFO that money they had received that was actually intended for a donation was for a building contract, and a contract was written up and backdated to the time, and that was misleading the SFO in terms of those documents and those statements to the SFO when they originally came to question that defendant.
So what is the next step in the court process?
25th of February is the first hearing in the Auckland District Court for the four defendants. As I said, they still have name suppression. They may look to seek continuing name suppression at that point. And the length of this court process is really going to depend on a lot of factors, including whether the defendants plead guilty or not guilty. So we just have to see how this plays out through the rest of the year.
Thank you very much. That's our political editor, Jane Patterson.